Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. So welcome to episode 20 of the Bowen Buzz. And today is the final episode of the Singapore series of the Bowen Buzz, because today I finally get to meet Aggie.
Oh.
Aggie Ack?
Yes.
Yes.
Aggie Ack.
Welcome to the Bowen Buzz, Aggie.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So Aggie, people that have listened to the previous episodes may have heard the other students talk about you, and you're a real inspiration for Bowen happening in Singapore. And so it's lovely to finally meet Aggie. I hear a lot about Aggie, so it's lovely finally to meet you. Now, we're sitting in a school here, yes. Raffles Institution.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about Raffles Institution?
Oh, this is a school for secondary school to junior college. So it's a 6 years program in this school. Yeah.
Okay.
So I work as an art therapist in this school. Yeah.
So how long have you been here?
I've been here for 9 years.
9 years, working as an art therapist?
Yes.
And then you started to introduce Bowen therapy?
Yes. In 2011, I met a counselor who, in her 60s, and told me that she had a stroke before.
She had a stroke.
Yeah, and she recovered from Bowen therapy. So I was like, oh no, I must learn this. So I finally get to learn this in 2011.
Oh, okay, that's and great. So who was your instructor? Where did you learn? How did you come to learn Bowen then?
Okay, so I met this counselor in just a one-off thing, and after that, she migrated to the UK, and I was looking high and low as to now where to learn Bowen therapy. I didn't know where to learn Bowen therapy, so I just went to the internet and Google and search, and then I found this website. I didn't even remember now what is it, so I just key in my information to say I'm interested in learning the Bowen therapy. And so I thought, okay, just leave it there. If anybody calls me, then I will be on. If not, then I'll just leave it. And lo and behold, I think it was Mary who contacted me that there would be someone coming. Mary Cooper, yeah. Someone coming to conduct the course. And if I'm interested, come down for a preview. So I went. And that starts my journey in art therapy, this Bowen therapy.
In Bowen therapy.
Yeah.
So who was the instructor that came?
Robin Wood.
Robin Wood, because she was a real pioneer over in this area, wasn't she?
Yes.
Doing that. That's fantastic. So previous to that, you were already working here at Raffles Institution.
Yes.
So this is a private school?
Pardon?
Is it a private school?
It's an independent school.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So
and it looks a big campus. How many students?
It's very big. We have about 4,500 students.
4,500 students.
Yes.
It's a big place.
Yes, it's a big place.
Right. And you're part of the, you've been on the staff here for a number of years now.
Yes.
And you tell me you've just retired, except they said you're not allowed to retire, you have to come back.
Yes, they decided that I could still come back to support the teachers.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so during your time, you're here about 9 years.
Mm.
And so originally you were doing art therapy with the students or with the teachers?
With the students first.
Right, okay. And what's art therapy?
Okay, art therapy is actually a hybrid discipline of two, psychology and art.
Right.
Yeah, so when I use art therapy with the students, they come in and they can come with a presenting problem like either relationship or depression or any issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just listen to them first, and then I will ask them to do an expression with me through the art. So they will do the art, just make art. So a lot of people say that, no, I can't draw and I can't make art. But I always say, not to worry, I'm a therapist. So I can actually guide them. And everyone can actually make marks or print.
Right.
It's just how. So I will guide them. And to their surprise, a lot of them say, oh, I didn't know I can draw. Or, oh, I didn't know I can do this expression. And it is through the expression that I facilitate the sessions.
So do you then interpret what they've drawn? Or?
No, usually there's no interpretation.
Right.
It is a lot of processing, the process. So I watch out for the process even when they are doing it. And then after that, they are the one to tell me what's going on.
Right.
And because I have sort of like a train,
yes.
right? So I can see what's in there, but I don't interpret. I still process with the client until they come to an awareness of what's, oh, I see, yeah, you know. So there's this awareness and insight into what's happening within themselves.
So once they have that awareness through what they draw,
yes.
it's a bit like, I suppose, and I say to my students when I'm teaching them, if someone comes with a problem, they want to talk about the problem. Often it's, they don't really talk about what they really want to talk about at the start, because they have to get to that point, don't they? You know what I mean? They might talk about something a bit superficial for a start, but then they really get to the problem eventually. I suppose they have to build a relationship. So is that what happens through the drawing or through the art? They get to the nub of the problem.
Yes. Sometimes people just talk and talk and talk and talk.
Yes.
Yeah, they just go round and round and round. But art therapy actually brings out the unconscious in them,
okay.
in the expression. And so it's something that they don't know, but they just put it out. So I facilitate and help them to see, you know, oh, this is what happening here. Maybe you want to think about this. So they just have an insight to it rather than talking a lot. So it's good for people who just record it, what do you call it? Verbal
yes.
Diarrhea. Just keep talking. Yeah, without even listening to what you want to say to
right.
them. So art actually calms them down a bit. And then they start doing the artwork.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I would be one, I think, who would be challenged to think, I can't draw. I mean, my daughter-in-law is a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
And she's a beautiful artist, you know. So I said about drawing, I said, when I draw a pig, I draw a circle and then another circle and a squiggly tail and four legs. And she said, oh, your drawing hasn't progressed since kindergarten. Do you know what I mean? I used to draw a pig like that back then, so it hasn't actually progressed, you know what I mean? But anyway, so yes, I think I'd be challenged to do art therapy as well.
Yeah, I have a way to get people to do it, yeah.
Well, maybe when we finish having a chat off,
yes,
I'll do a...
You can do an expression with me, yes, yeah.
Oh, that might be scary, okay.
No.
So you're doing art therapy with the students and working within the counselling department at the school,
yes.
and then you came across Bowen Therapy.
Yes.
And what was the progression then?
Okay, so I have a pool of students. They may be depressed or high anxiety, and I slowly come to learn that with some depressed students or high anxiety students, I would like to use the Bowen to calm them down first.
Right.
So because the depression is a lot more to do with the body. So stress and trauma is all body rather than the mind. So sometimes they come in and art can help. But I thought, since I learned Bowen, why don't I just kick start with Bowen?
Right.
So I look at their condition and I say, I offer, would you like to do this with me first? And somehow, if they like it and then they get better, I don't have to do a lot more.
Right.
They feel better and then they can process some of the issues themselves.
Right.
So of course some will come back and do art therapy with me. And so there's art therapy, Bowen therapy, until they are able to move on. Yeah.
So you found that even though they had what would be normally a counselling problem, that the body work really helped them to resolve that as well?
Not really dissolve, but first is to calm them down.
Right.
So using Bowen to calm them down, maybe they feel better with
yes.
because of the mood change and and then they are able to think clearly, the
right.
clarity of mind.
Right.
So I get this feedback from them. Yeah, I know, I feel that I can even see better some
right.
of these, you know, because
yes.
their eyes, I can see better, I can think better.
Yes.
And some of them are high functioning and they say, oh, actually I can solve my own problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because we often hear that sometimes with, you know, even with smaller children as well. I remember I had a young chap come in and he was hyper, you know, he was all over the shop. He was, you know, really, and I'm thinking, gee, this little fellow would be hard work if I was teaching him. You know, he's in, I think it might be grade two, year two at school.
Yeah.
But we were treating him for bedwetting. But after a couple of sessions, he came in he was very excited because his teacher, he'd been given student of the week. because he'd worked so well at school and he was so settled. Mm. Now, the teacher didn't know he was getting any bone therapy, but she recognized that he was so much more settled and he could work so much better in school.
Yes.
So it's a, we see that a bit with children, isn't it, with Bowen? It just seems to be able to slow them down in the mind or something like that so they can think better.
Yeah. So it works.
So, how was that? Did you have to go to the school head to say, can I start doing body work or Bowen with the students?
Not really,
is that difficult?
With schools, it is the code of ethics. Because I'm a psychotherapist, art therapist, so there's like non-touch.
No touch.
Mm. But I feel...
You had to get some permission from the parents and...
Yes, I feel that if it's a girl student, I can invite so they can choose.
Yes.
So I started with that first. So my principle is do no harm. That is my principle.
Yes,
do
course.
No harm. So obviously I'm not doing any harm.
No.
And do it. Initially, I started with being very careful. So I started with a few and see the results.
Yeah.
And slowly, more and more people ask for Bowen therapy.
So the students talk amongst
spread,
themselves?
Yes, it's a spread. And initially, they thought it's massage because I have to do this. So I have to correct them. And say, it's not massage. It's really, really Bowen therapy. It's helping you to get better just by me doing a few moves on your body.
Yeah.
So I have to promote that. Yeah, so more and more students come, and then the boys get to know boys. So I'm a bit careful, more careful with the boys.
Mm.
So I get them to tell the parents that this is what they want, and then with consent, and I also invite parents to actually come in and see my work.
Yeah, great.
So then you become a bit more well-known in the school.
So the school knew, obviously. Yeah. Someone said, the principal didn't call you and say, Aggie, what are you doing?
Yeah, and I have parents who actually wrote to the principals to comment on the work, the Bowen therapy that actually helps their daughter to finish their A-level and also change their mind from dropping out of schools.
Right.
Yeah, so because they didn't really know. They said, oh, there's this counselor who do this alternative therapy and my daughter gets well. So
good.
I get all this feedback. So
it becomes so much more accepted within the school.
Yes.
And also teachers as well. Do you treat the teachers?
Yeah, so the teachers start to hear about what is it actually. So they come and experience it. So just the teachers just keep coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that you retired, except they've asked you to come back.
Yeah.
So you're still. So what's your role now within the school? They've asked you to come back.
I would just support the teachers now.
For teacher support.
Yes. So a lot of teachers just come for Bowen. A few come for art therapy or just talking about their issues. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a bit more free time now.
Yes, I have a bit more free time because I just come back for 2 days. So at the same time, I freelance in another private practice. At another spot, in another place.
Oh, okay. So you're seeing people. So obviously not students and not so much with the counselling, but more just for...
More for Bowen outside. Therapy. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm focusing this a little bit more in my private practice outside. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great. So Bowen's had a real impact on the way you work within your whole counselling.
Yes. I integrate them and I find that sometimes... It is just through Bowen. I didn't really have to work so hard to do the art therapy or psychotherapy.
Mm.
And people find a way. Mm. Once they get the clarity of mind, the physical wellness.
So you also inspired some of the other people who are working with children in other schools as well to perhaps try and get Bowen therapy into those places in Singapore as well.
Just people just come to me and they are just amazed that... Because if this is a school, it's really no for touch therapy like this. So everybody asks, like, how did you get around?
Right.
I just try my best, but I'm not sure other people can do the same.
No, that's Chloe, one of our students, was saying how she'd like to try and introduce it into her work.
Yes.
There. And also Suk Wei is working with...
Child
protection and sees some real opportunities there to help whether it be the parents or in the children with that as well. So there's some really interesting avenues, and there's certainly some work being done in Australia. Anne Schubert, who calls herself the grandmother of Bowen, she's a lovely lady, and she works in primary school as well, helping with children, that sort of thing. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity if we can work with kids that are struggling, you know, and doing something so gentle but so effective.
Yes, yes.
And like you say, cause no harm.
Yeah. So I don't know, because maybe it takes a while for the ministry to really see that this is, this, although it's a touch, there's a body, but it's really do no harm. Yeah, so it takes a while perhaps. So I think Chloe got her supervisor to come and interview me as to how to kickstart the whole thing. And I share just what I shared. I don't know how open other principals or even the ministry is open to having this therapy within the setting of, I would say, education institution. Yeah.
Well, I suppose things have to start somewhere, don't they? Not to start with one person who has who has inspiration or has an idea and begins something, you know.
Yeah,
it's it's another way of using Bowen in the community. But certainly, I mean, so many high school children have anxiety, depression, you know.
ADHD, autism.
Yes, that's right. And, I mean, that's right, kids on the spectrum and that sort of thing. So it can certainly, if it can help them. I mean, I know my son was doing year 12 a few years ago, had some issues with depression, and speaking to the counsellor there, they said 25% of the students in the school in the last 2 years of school were on either medication or having counselling. 25%.
Yes.
So the, you know, I don't know, it's modern day pressures that we put on children or they put on themselves or what it is, but certainly a big problem. So if we can use something like Bowen therapy in conjunction with some counselling, if it can help.
Yes,
that would be great. I mean, it would be wonderful for someone to do some research in this area to make it more formal, I suppose. When someone does, then maybe approach a principal or approach the ministry. There's something to show for what we've got.
Yeah, they say somebody must want to do that research. Is how Bowen therapy can actually help with students who are depressed or high anxiety. But anxiety is across.
Yes,
it's everywhere. But depression is something that we want to work on more. Yeah, almost everyone here is high anxiety because this is a highly very, very well-known school, so everybody is very stressed.
Right,
here.
There's a lot of expectation.
Yes,
is it?
Yes, high expectation.
Expectation from the parents.
From parents, from the student themselves.
From
teachers.
I think the Singaporean student work ethic is very well known, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, they work very hard.
Yeah.
They need to know. I think one of their number one things when a student comes in, what do I need to know to pass? How do I? You know, what do I? So they're very, because I suppose they have that expectation, maybe culturally, that they have to do very well.
So yes.
A lot of pressure.
Depression. I was just looking at their Facebook today. I think it's more like there are 10% of adolescents who are depressed.
10% adolescents.
Yeah, so imagine a school population like 4,005. We just say 10%, right?
So you've got 500 kids that are suffering from depression.
If we go by the statistic, right, there's a lot, right, for
10%.
It's very high.
So is the counselling area, do a lot of kids use the counselling that's available? Is it something that is well recognised within the student body? They can come along and speak to a counsellor?
Yes, it's because every year we sort of like we have to make known to the school population that there's this counseling department and who are the counselors. So we have, there are now six of us. So we each use different modality.
Wow.
Like I'm an art therapist, I'm a Bowen therapist. The other one is we call a CBT counselor using cognitive behavior approach. There's the other one that use more solution focused. So we each of us have different modality. So some students may be more suitable for CBT. Some more for solution focus. Yeah, some would like to do art therapy with me. And I've been asked to see other counselors, so-called students as well. If their modality didn't work, they say,
right.
Oh no, Aggie, would you do a art therapy session with these students because he or she is not talking? So I take over the case. Yeah, and then for those who are really depressed or high anxiety, Aggie, could you do a Bowen? That's okay, we do a Bowen. And then they take over the case once I've done the Bowen.
I can see how people would come and relax talking to you, Aggie. I mean, people can't see you on this podcast, but I might describe you as a 5 foot bundle of smiles.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's how I would describe you. So it's been lovely to talk to you, and thank you very much for meeting with me.
You're welcome.
Have a chat about Bowen Therapy in Singapore and how you've been able to introduce it into, well, the most prestigious school in Singapore and getting wonderful results with children and hopefully into the future that other counsellors or in other schools can allow Bowen therapists into the school to help children with their issues, whether it be depression or anxiety.
Trauma. I think it works well with people with trauma for Bowen. Yeah, because it sets the autonomics, the vagus nerves.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very important because the vagus nerve has to do with the trauma in the body.
Yes.
So that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I still have a lot to learn.
Oh, yeah. And people are trying to catch up to you, so good job. All right. So thanks very much for having a chat on the Bowen Buzz. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Very good.
To me, yes.
Thank you, Aggie.
Yeah.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.